back to the Morning X.
Our Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, yeah, right, just go. Topping all fast food news. If I told you Popeyes is getting into the nugget game, is that something you'd be interested in?
Popeyes. Yes. Yeah.
You remember
I'm hungry.
Turned the world on its head 2019 when they started. Started, right? The chicken sandwich wars? Mm-hmm. We had no chicken sandwich wars before that.
Nope.
Before Popeyes says, take this, Chick-fil-A?
No, Wendy's had one.
Wendy's had one. Golly.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich before the Popeyes. Yes, that was the preem. That was the number
Listen,
one.
Peak. I got healthy respect for the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, all right? It's because I didn't grow up in a Chick-fil-A world. Chick-fil-A, overrated, okay? There, hot take. But Wendy's was not atop the chicken sandwich game. All right. The collective had decided that Chick-fil-A was number one.
I will admit that I have a Chick-fil-A blinder because I care about integrity and morals, and I don't eat their bigotry chicken.
But faux woke, no, Nick Hajda.
Look,
parachutes in again.
Faux woke.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've passed by Chick-fil-A and said no thank you because of my principles?
Yeah.
No, it's because the line is way too long. I can't stand for that. But also the morals.
Principles are against long lines.
Morals. But, I mean, look. I cannot give in good conscience vote for a chicken sandwich that only has one pickle.
Right.
Sorry.
Two pickles. Sorry. We can party. Mm-hmm. One pickle, you're out.
Yeah.
Following the success of the chicken sandwich at Popeyes, they're getting into the nugget game. Now, I'm going to push back on this because it says here that their nuggets were debuted on July the 27th. Now, I don't know if I got one of those special tests to Popeyes or ahead of the game Popeyes, but the Popeyes at airport and MLK has had a nugget sign up for a goddamn month. I know, because like 4 weeks ago, I was like, oh, they got nuggets? We breaking out of lockdown. Let's go. And I wait through the drive-thru thing, and I get to the thing, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have the 8-piece nuggets. And she said, we're out of the nuggets. And I'm like, what?
We're out.
I feel like that Popeyes is just open to troll you.
Yeah, it is.
So many times with their lemonade prices. Well,
they've just disappointed you.
Remember there was one time like just the doors were locked and they were just back there?
They're supposed to. It's alleged that they open at 11 a.m. and I'm sitting at the drive-thru at 11:15. I'm like, hello? Hello?
Like, just, he didn't get a Tesla through the foyer. Yeah. Just like, you said drive-thru, right?
Yeah, so they didn't have chicken nuggets. I had to get three chicken sandwiches to make up for it.
Oh, and did you just cut them into pieces and eat them?
I should have done that.
You should have got three chicken sandwiches, cut them into pieces. Then at that point, it's basically Cane's because you got the bread, too. Ask for some sauce.
Cane's.
Get out of here with your young 23-year-old
Cane's. Oh, I hate Cane's. No.
What is your problem with Cane's?
Ask my stomach.
I love Cane's because they're a sponsor sometimes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay.
It's fine. You can bust on Cane's if you want. But yeah.
I think Cane's is a company.
Texas toast. Good. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Sauce is good. I enjoy
it. Is this busting up your stomach?
It busts on my stomach. But, like, I'm a baby. I'm weak. I'm a weak one. And now, does it taste good? It tastes amazing.
Mm.
But, is it because do you need some gluten-free Cane's?
No, I think it's the oil.
The campaign is called We Come in Peace. 8-piece.
Ha ha.
8-piece nuggets, really?
Yeah, but the idea, yeah, that seems like the right amount.
Well, I think most places are like 5 or 10.
See, that's the thing. What is the appropriate number of nuggets?
Because 3 more than you should have eaten.
It depends on how big the sides are. Like if there's a big side of fries, 6 nuggets.
Nuggets is the side, okay? You're clearly going to get a cheeseburger with this.
I mean,
what kind of world do we live
in?
Sorry,
I eat completely differently, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm in a different world. The 23-year-old things, right?
Right.
Right.
We come in peace because these are philanthropic nuggets. Also, Popeyes, this is their way of putting an end to the chicken sandwich wars. They say they're going to play nice now.
Waving the white meat flag.
They have debuted chicken nuggets at their stores across North America as of yesterday, and they have pledged to buy 1 million nuggets from McDonald's, 1 million nuggets from Wendy's, from Burger King, from Chick-fil-A, and 1 million of its own nuggets and donate to the Second Harvest Food Bank of Greater New Orleans. Now, I don't work for the food bank. I'm not familiar with their procedures, but I'm pretty sure you can't just bring 5 million nuggets and be like, here you go. Go feed the homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems problematic. I think it's going to be a cash equivalent, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say that this is their, you know, their act of goodwill to put an end to the chicken sandwich. We don't need to have a nugget fight. After the chicken sandwich fight of 2019.
Ah, come on. They're becoming weak.
Good for you.
They're just becoming weak. I like the fights.
Hot take. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fights necessarily. I don't have the bloodthirst that Emily does.
Mm-hmm.
But I will accept that there's going to be some casualties for how good those Popeye's chicken sandwiches are. I mean, like, they can do no wrong as far as chicken. You want to do whatever you want. You want to do chicken fries?
Yeah.
Sure.
But you have not had Popeye's chicken nuggets,
not
right?
Not the nuggets yet. Okay. Let's have faith in them.
Let's disqualify them from this consideration. What's the nugget hierarchy from those other spots? McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A. If you want to throw in a Jack in the Box nugget.
Can they even...
I'm sure they got some kind of nugget plan over there.
Yeah. Jack in the Box, they have nuggets.
See, Jack in the Box, totally separate fast food thing. They're in the get the bonus taco with like Dairy Queen, Jack in the Box, I assume Taco Bell. So yeah, that's not even, but Wendy's, if you're discounting.
Wendy's.
For number one.
Spicy chicken nugs. Yes. You got to go spicy. The regular Wendy's nug, throw it in the garbage. All right.
I like
the Wendy's spicy chicken nugget. Burger King. Wiling out a little bit because their nugget, it's 10 for $1.49. Okay, this is clearly that's a real thing, man.
That's crazy.
Do you not read the sign at St. John's and I-35?
No, I don't.
For a year, I was on a weight loss odyssey and I just drive by that sign every day and I'm like, 10 nuggets, $1.49. That means 20 nuggets is $2.98.
Wait, there's a Burger King open in Austin.
40 nuggets is $5.96.
See, that's I'm with that.
Because there's
you
a
don't
burger,
know that there's a burger. You pass it on your way to work every
there's
day.
There's a Burger King near me that is completely closed. It still says Burger King, but it's just empty and sad looking. And there's a super giant parking lot.
Are you coming at the King right now? You better watch it, bro.
Yeah, I am. It's pretty gross. Really gross.
Bang for the buck. I feel like it's going to be tough to beat Burger King. Although, aren't the Wendy's nuggets pretty affordable as well?
You know, I think
definitely.
But 10 nuggets for $1.49. I'm not usually, I'm an efficiency type guy. But that's one that I'm just like, what is this made of? Is this just like nothing but Burger King employee fingernails? How can it be 10 for $1.49? That doesn't add up.
Thing to make. But Burger King again, chicken fries. I mean, going nuggets. Going chicken fries.
Okay. Chick-fil-A, I've never had it. I've never had a Chick-fil-A nugget.
I think those are my number one. I hate to say it, but those are my number one.
But those are too good.
They're so good.
Like, and I don't mean good like taste. I mean like quality of meat.
Yeah.
They're not made from the pink slime molded.
That's the answer is McDonald's. Chicken McNuggets. Okay.
No.
It shouldn't even be a competition.
I don't
because
like the coating.
I consider that a different food product. I don't even consider the chicken McNuggets to be the same. And McDonald's doesn't
they're
either.
They're all made in the same factory.
That's why
like
they
Mexico.
Added a separate chicken category on their menu. Because they're like, we understand that McNuggets are clearly not real chicken. We're gonna come at you with some chicken selects, but McNuggets, that's the
sticking
answer,
with
man.
HEB frozen fruit section, Dino Bites.
Get out of here. What about X? It's the Morning X. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at the Morning X says, McDonald's chicken nuggets are only to be consumed at 2 a.m. when you're super drunk. Wendy's spicy nuggets, by far the best. Look, I got love for the Wendy's spicy game. Chicken McNuggets, that's the gold standard, bro.
Here's the real question.
That's a golden fried standard.
What sauce do you get? Barbecue? Ooh, honey mustard?
Hot mustard.
Ranch?
I get ranch.
Hot mustard.
Buttermilk?
I'm a rancher.
Barbecue. It's disrespectful to barbecue. Julio from SA says, sounds like I just figured out the next event for the Olympics. Chicken nuggets throwdown. Competitive eating is a sport, and it should be one of the events. Put that in, Emily.
That's
my jam. Knock it off. Let's do it. What X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends, Nick, Emily, go.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
This is so much better than football guy. Don't be that guy.
Ooh.
Don't be that guy.
Uh-oh.
Emily is, I was going to say weirdly obsessed with the Olympics, but I mean, is that over? Because it's the TV issue.
Oh,
came
thanks
in on,
for reminding me.
Came in on Monday.
Where is
you're free to do it while we're not in, on the air.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's,
okay.
Came, but we hadn't even started the show, and Emily is hunting for what channel you can find the Olympics on.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how you figure that out. I think you got to have like some sort of like barometer or a metal detector. There's no way to figure out where
it's NBC, MSNBC, USA, Peacock.
She has to get the Olympics on, and then all day while we're watching the Olympics, I just keep she keeps going. Oh my! This is so much better than football. You see that it's so much better than football. This is so much better than football. First of all,
is that how I sound?
Your obsession, the dick question, Amnesty.
Okay.
Is that a woman thing?
What do you mean a woman thing?
The Olympics, because
no,
I'm occasionally
Boss came in here and said that he's very interested in the Olympics.
It's a I don't care about sports person thing.
See, every once in a while, I talk sports with an old man in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Boss told me not to mention it, but he's like, I don't care. But he says his wife loves it.
Jason just goes to the nursing homes and just talks sports to keep him active.
Yeah. So it's not the Olympics.
It's
not
because
a lady thing.
It's because we have respect.
You have respect?
I have respect. I have respect for things. And I have an open mind. Okay?
For my Slovakian mind is very handball?
Right, because you've declared it's not a patriotic thing.
No.
It's not about, you know, the seeing the red, white, and blue on top of that podium.
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
Good. But my question is just why? Like, I'm glad that you're into it. I enjoy that you're...
Yeah, be happy. I'm into a sport, Jason.
Everybody Multiple. Should be waking up an hour earlier, if you're listening right now, to get to Emily's, hey, how about that Olympics fun fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know there's a nail salon?
Emily just says that she likes it because it's a sport. Your favorite event is the rhythmic gymnastics, right?
Yes.
Where they wave
it's
a
like
ribbon.
Yeah, that starts next week. Actually, that starts this weekend. And then goes on to
like,
next week.
I feel like So You Think You Can Dance is a bigger sport than that. No offense, rhythm gymnastics.
You haven't seen anything.
I haven't. I have not.
You have not seen anything. Not.
Look, I'm excited that you are that you're down with the Olympics.
Yep.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And Emily is spearheading this whole Olympics thing on our TikTok. That's just lighting the world on fire. Excellent work. But why are you comparing it to football? Why has it got to be, oh, this is so much better than football. Look at this. You see how this is doing? Oh, it's so much better than football. where did football touch you? Why is that? Why is it even related?
Well,
okay.
because I have to sit here every single day and hear
every
you and
single
Nick
day.
Just chat about your stupid little football game, your fantasy football.
Fantasy football is about to happen.
And then I have to hear all of these news stories about certain football players. And I'm like, who cares? It's not that interesting. And then I
like
put on
most,
something different.
The highest rated sport
you
in the world.
Something completely
we do them
different. And I'm like, this
popular
is so much better.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so much more fun. Like rugby? Oh, let me tell you. One of the reasons why I love rugby is because it's
short
the
shorts
better football. No, it's the better football. They don't wear pads. They're not little pansies about it. They just go for it. They got smack. And I love that. I love that. I'm like, if you're going to be stupid dudes who just run into each other head to head.
Right. Don't wear protective equipment.
Don't do it.
I see.
Hey, somebody told me, I don't know if this is true, but somebody told
killers
me. No, that the pads on football players are actually statistically leading to more injuries than in rugby.
Yes.
I mean, if you took the helmets off of football players, then there would be less concussions. They are, they're using them as a weapon, I believe, is probably what you're referring to. But I mean,
it's so much more fun to watch.
They are so distinctly different. You might as well be watching the Olympics and be going, this is so much better than Guardians of the Galaxy, okay? This is so much better than Thor Ragnarok. This is so much better than Billie Eilish.
No.
Like, why is football even involved? I don't understand why football. It's not the same. What a what X. It's the Morning X. Kiko Kalua tweets at the Morning X, says, preach, Emily. You just went up 1,000% in my book. Rugby is the greatest sport.
There you go.
I mean
I didn't say greatest, but I just said it's very
Kiko,
enjoyable.
Are you
I
supposed
love
to
it
carry the ball like that dude from Euphoria? All right, he's carrying the ball. That doesn't.
It's a much larger ball.
Six pressure points, man. All right, get a larger arm.
A larger arm.
I don't know, man. It's fine. I like the play where they're throwing it in from out of bounds, and so the guys pick up one teammate and toss him up in the air.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool.
Anytime you can incorporate a cheerleading move into rugby, I give it the thumbs up.
I like when they rip off their clothes. That's awesome. Wait,
excuse me?
Oh, what?
Okay, less rugby talk, more humping talk. Next. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends, Nick, Emily. I think I owe the audience an apology. I apologize. I am sorry, guys. I have not been meeting my quota. I have not been doing a good enough job delivering you adorable dog content.
Aw, I know I miss Bogey. Where is he?
Bogey.
Why is he not here?
Little Bogey.
He doesn't fit through the door anymore.
I think, the 2 months-ish that I've had a new dog, Bogey, he's a pure doodle something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. He's a GD monster, okay? His head is bigger than mine. His head is now larger than mine. He's grown from an adorable little puppy to a GD monster.
I mean, you like literally, not like figuratively, ego wise.
Oh, you can't get bigger than this.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I've just been waiting for him to do something so that I could bring some adorable dog content, and I feel like he's done it. Bogey's a humper. Bogey's first hump.
You'll be Bumbleito.
Oh, no.
Dog people, though, educated dog folk, I am interested in your opinion on what does this mean? So let me say, first of all, it was probably like a month ago, because it was still, we were at her apartment, and I was just, whenever I would see him, I would just fall to the ground and, like, you know, roll around on the ground with him for a little bit.
Come lick at you and everything, yeah.
And yeah, for a second, he appeared like maybe he was mounting me. Maybe he was gonna go for it. And we're like, "Are you
ready?
Are you about to hump Bogey?" But he never got a good thrust out. Yeah. All right, mm-hmm. And I was like, gotcha. "Hey, I guess you're not ready for that yet." But
no,
your kids are gonna love it, or you in a month, because
oh my gosh,
this past weekend, and you can see the picture. Where is it?
It's on Instagram on our actual Twitter feed
at 101X Morning X on Instagram. I come home. I've already slaved away at 18 holes of golf. Bumbleina is lying in bed, just waking up, and I sit down next to her to tell her how beautiful she looks when she sleeps in. And Bogey sees me sitting on the side of the bed, and he just runs up behind me.
Oh, from behind.
Mounts. Well, that's the way that God intended it for dogs, right? I mean, it's literally doggy style.
Yeah.
And yeah, he climbs my back and uses his two front paws to pin me down, mm-hmm. grabs me around.
One on top of your head.
Grabs me around the neck. And then just, you don't see from the photo, I don't know, is there motion blur around his doggy man parts? Because, he just starts pumping away at my backside. And I'm like, what's going on? And she immediately scrambles for the camera and so she can take photos, document Bogey's first hump. We'll remember it forever.
Oh.
So he's humping now, guys.
Great.
Congratulations.
Which, Emily is quite horrified by the photo.
I hate this picture so much.
What did you say? He looks like a man in a dog costume?
Nick said he looks like a man in a dog suit.
Like, he's a furry?
Yeah.
And if I hadn't seen him in the same place, I would say that that Bogey is just Bumbleito's, like, alternate personality and he puts on a dog costume. I was just like, Jason, can I hump you?
It looks just...
Bark, bark.
I don't really know what to say. He just looks giant.
Yeah.
And he looks scary. And he does not look like the Bogey I know.
I think
he
we should take a look at your face in this picture, because I feel like you're handling this well.
Well,
you're not sure what's happening.
Certainly,
but
it's a fun picture. I wish my hair wasn't in that level of disarray and balding. ignore my hair on that photo. But
Jason asked if we could black bar his hair. Dog's humping.
Look, humping is a natural thing. Okay,
sure.
That's an angle.
Sure.
There's a problem with the angles with my hair. Okay, it doesn't look like
I'm
that.
I'm kind of impressed. He's standing up and doing it.
Oh, he's
standing up. It's like edge of the bed.
Now,
before you know it, he's just going to pin you to the wall.
Dog people.
He's going to take you out for a date.
Dog people, what does this mean? Is this just this is a natural occurrence? Because Bumbleina, she theorizes that because he's never humped her, doesn't hump Bumbleito. I don't think doesn't really interact with other dogs. Never. I'm his first hump. Mm-hmm. And she says it's
first
because
time.
He has identified me as the alpha.
Yeah.
And so he is like, I don't know. Is he trying to cuck me? Is he trying to take me off the top spot?
I think so.
A quick Google of what does it mean when your dog humps you. It says that it's not often sexual. Humping can indicate dominance, overexcitement, or underlying medical issues.
Oh.
So he's really excited to see you.
You got them dog diabetes already? What? You're telling me?
Like father, like son.
What's going on there, man? But
apparently you're supposed to redirect him.
Oh.
Redirect his affection.
So you just allowed him?
Toward a dog vagina, or what? What do you mean, redirect him?
Get him, what's the...
How long did this last?
Well, I was like, I had to make sure we got the photo, all right, so that we could forever remember Bogey's first hump. Mm-hmm. But no, it was just a matter of seconds, and...
That's all?
There have been a couple of other times where I have felt... I'm like, are you trying to mount? Are you trying to? And I shut him down before he gets any pumps in. Mm-hmm. I guess, and again, this is all my own speculation. My previous dog, Sion Jay, we very irresponsibly did not get him fixed until he was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, something like that. I had to be browbeaten into it. I was one of those, I don't want to cut off my dog's stuff, you know.
I need those balls.
Exactly. And so he was 3 or 4, and even after he got fixed, he was still humping all the time.
Yeah.
And I was told that was because I let him, you know, be part of the hump culture for so long that he, just because he didn't have any stuff, he didn't know that he was supposed to stop humping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bogey is probably 4 months old now, maybe something like that.
Is it starting young?
Is it time to? Is he need to be cut? Does that mean? Is it time to take his stuff?
Yeah, you should do it as soon as possible.
I don't know, man.
I also just think that, you know, maybe get him like a stuffed toy that he can. Is designated for that.
Yeah, growing up.
You just throw that in front of him.
Okay.
Growing up, the dog that I had.
Get him a real dog.
Had a bed. And, like, the bed was he would, like.
He would hump the bed?
He would.
Okay.
Yeah. And, all right. We called it something different, though, in my house. Which is even a grosser way.
Can you not say it on the air?
I can say it. Hang on. No.
The delay is built up, all right?
No, it's...
And now Emily endangers our FCC license. Go.
My parents used to call it Humpty Humping.
Oh.
I don't like that. It's even worse. It's even more cringy. They'd be like, oh, look at him. Our dog's name is Jake, which was a very human name as well. So it'd be like, Jake's Humpty Humping the bed. Hmm. And as a child, I'd be like, oh, that's so funny, not understanding anything.
You should call that bed the hump dumpster.
The hump dump?
Yeah.
Wait, is this how you're going to give the sex talk to Bumbleito?
I'm not having the sex talk with him. I'm more likely to have the talk with Bogey, okay? I'm more likely to...
I feel like Jason's just going to, next time Bogey starts humping him, he's going to be like, hey, Bumbleito, come in here.
You know, Nick brought up this off the air. Well, the Silent J, my previous dog, it was like my favorite trick that he did was when my nephew Aiden was a toddler, mm-hmm. Silent J, who was the 10 pounds at his heaviest.
Little tiny mm-hmm. schnauzer.
Yeah. He would go up to 2 or 3 year old Aiden. I don't know. How old are you when you can walk, but you don't have very good motor skills? You can't fend off a 10 pound dog.
Yeah.
2 year old Aiden would walk by, and Silent J, just predator style, would go up to him, knock him on the ground, get on top of him, and then just start humping him. And I would sit there and laugh and laugh and laugh. Those are the good old days. But that's why I'm asking, what does this humping indicate? Because I want to do it right this time. I'm trying to be a good dog owner. All right? Is that evident?
Yeah. You're nailing it.
Am I fooling you?
You're doing great.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X.
Aren't we kind of friends with the Fleshlight people here in town?
Surely they get a doggy Fleshlight for him?
A doggy Fleshlight?
Is that what he needs?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the answer. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Digger, friends. You can check out our Instagram or Twitter at 101X Morning X, and you can check out my dog Bogey's first hump. Julio from SA says, LOL, you just got alpha'd again. You are no longer king of the castle, Jason. I guess everybody's saying that it just means that he's got to get fixed. That's exactly what it means.
That's the answer. That means you need to be responsible, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
You know? We don't want, okay, I know you keep saying you want a radio baby. You don't want a bogey baby.
No
bogey babies.
You know, that's how Bogey came into this world. He was an accident, okay? All right. That's for real. That's a real thing, man. Look, they don't come with a manual, all right? Nobody told me I was supposed to go get him fixed now, so I guess it's time to, Bumbleito, you're on that, all right? Speaking of gross humping, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, they don't clean themselves enough.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.